Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, next year is going to be a big year in America because the US is marking 250 years of independence. But did you know that it's a Cork man who used the phrase for the very first time, United States of America? Historian and author Michelle O'Mahony is on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you? Greetings from the Rebel County.
Oh, yes. You had to get in straight away.
I know.
Come here. Stephen Moylan is the man's name. This is the Cork man. What do we know about him?
So Stephen Moylan is a Cork man. He's from the Moylan family. They were a mercantile class of people. Yeah. They had a business on Curran's Quay in Cork. And I suppose Stephen, as a historian, Stephen has been largely under the radar for a number of years, and he's finally getting recognition for what I suppose is one of the possibly one of the strangest pieces of history that I've come across recently.
Absolutely.
As a historian, people think I should have known this, but his more famous brother was Bishop Moylan in Cork, who had links with Nan O'Nagle and the Presentation Order. But it was Stephen who went to America, who became aide-de-camp to George Washington. He was a dragoon master. He was a general. He was involved in setting up the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick in Philadelphia. And he actually coined the phrase, and the first written letter, or the first, I suppose, evidence we have of the term the United States of America, was written in a letter by Moylan to a Colonel Joseph Reed in January 1776. So this really is a Corkman kicking off the celebrations for Irish America 250, even approximately 6 months before the Declaration of Independence. And he had a huge career militarily wise, and a great friendship with George Washington. So it's amazing. It's amazing. It's one of those, I suppose, nuggets of history that has been hiding in plain sight, but largely under the radar. An amazing find in recent weeks.
We've discovered not only did the Irish build America, we also named it, thanks to Stephen Moylan.
Yes, now, down here in Cork, we'll have to say a Corkman, Oliver. You know, Corkman named America. But it's hugely significant, and he's finally getting that recognition. And I know in Cork, on the 30th of January, Cork City Council are intending to have a plaque unveiled in his honour as well.
Very good.
And there'll be more about that coming shortly. And in Villanova on the 14th in Philadelphia, there is a huge event planned over with Irish America there. So they're really kickstarting their Irish America 250 campaign based on Stephen Moylan, you know, and that's starting really in January. So it's going to be a massive year for the Irish in America. And their website, irishamerica250.org, has a huge amount of information on unsung heroes and perhaps sung heroes as well that we'd have known about. There's music in this, there's culture. It's literally going to be an amazing year for Irish America.
Loads of events. So let's talk about this letter that he wrote. It's the first written record. Does the letter still survive? Is it in existence? Where is it?
So the letter is in New York.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the New York Public Library. It's in the Joseph Reed papers. And what I've been told by the
George
historian
Washington's
in Philadelphia,
Joe
Heenan,
sorry, George Washington's private secretary,
on this letter and loads of research. It's the earliest surviving written really appearance of the words the United States of America. And in it, Moylan expressed his desire to travel to Spain and to serve as a representative of the United States. So there was a lot of almost international relations, shall we say, going on back then.
Yeah.
For researchers that are interested in it, the manuscript can be traced through the New York Public Library's archival findings, I've been told. Over the years, there's been various groups have looked into it. And I suppose the biography of Stephen Moylan goes back to 1907 or 1909, when a man by the name of Griffin wrote a biography of him for the Society of the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. And I've been looking at that recently. I've just got a copy of it in recent days. And there's a huge amount of information on the man himself in there. So it's amazing, really, to think that down here in Cork, we've been familiar with his brother, the Bishop Moylan of Cork and Kerry, and the connections to Nan O'Nagle. But Stephen's career is hugely
incredible.
Significant.
And the 2nd of January, Michelle, is it?
Nugget of information.
Is the time. Oh, I don't think you...
shared histories.
Michelle can't hear
and,
me,
you
I'm
know,
sure.
If you're familiar with landmarks in Cork, it's everything from the Shandon Bell to the Liberty Bell. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Michelle, I'm just going to check. Can you still hear me? You're getting me now. You're getting me now. Brilliant. I want to play a clip here for a second because it's a song by a Blarney songwriter, Dave McGilton, and he's written a song for Stephen Moylan. So let's have a little listen to that. This is part of the celebrations.
And when the sun went down on the battlefield, what the king had aroused was America free. Into the wind and the rain, back across the sea. I will pray every day for an Ireland free. And I dream sometimes of the Shandon bells ringing side by side with the Liberty Bell.
There you go. That's Dave McGilton's song, Philadelphia's Fields. That's all part of the celebrations, Michelle, isn't it? And there's also an event on St. Bridget's Day to honour the women from Cork who also had a huge impact in America.
Yes, that's true, Oliver. There's not to forget the ladies. You know, I suppose in history there's been a huge influence on patriarchy and the men of the revolution, but the women are not being forgotten also.
Good.
And down here in Cork, I suppose, we have Mother Jones as well and the Mother Jones Festival. And one thing I've discovered recently was that Mother Jones was born exactly 100 years in the same street as our Stephen Moylan.
Wow, Blarney Street.
Blarney Street. It's absolutely amazing. So I think Blarney Street has got a lot to answer for in terms of Irish America 250.
And Mary Harris, she was against child labour. She was organising miners. She was a very busy agitator.
Extremely busy. At one point, I think the reference to her is the most feared woman in America. And again, we're working on a song as well that Irish America are going to share about her. So that's really a nice little bit of balance, I suppose, and gender balance there, having both of these key characters coming out of Cork City. I'm sorry if I sound a little bit biased, but you know yourself with the Rebel County and everything, but a Corkman at the helm and a Cork lady steering the charge for the children and the minors and for labour law and recognition in America has been absolutely amazing.
It's also, of course, one of the last ports that a lot of them sailed out of because it was
Cove, exactly. But
Queenstown as it was in the era they would have been going out from. So you've all that history as well, don't you, right across the county?
Well, I suppose it's Cork County and the Port of Cork is absolutely synonymous with Irish immigration. And the actual lyrics of Dave McGilton's song, I suppose, even though it's the ballad of Stephen Moylan, Philadelphia's Fields, it will resonate with every Irish immigrant having to leave their home. And I suppose when he came up with the lyrics, the first thing I thought of was, anybody will be able to sing that when I left my home and my family. So it's hugely significant. And it draws together history, Irish heritage, culture. It's an amazing event.
The Irish America 250 group, there's also a Cork person involved. They're in Florida now, but they're kind of the head of operations, aren't they, for this
yes,
anniversary?
Yes, so Morgan O'Sullivan is the chief of operations there. And Kevin Sullivan up in Washington is the chair. And Morgan, as a man from Black Rock in Cork City, he's been steering this as well immensely. And they reached out to me, could I be their kind of person on the ground over here in relation to the Cork events and to raise the profile of these Cork characters who've largely been forgotten.
Yeah.
But it's been an amazing journey so far. So I can only imagine what will unfold in the next 12 months will be huge. And
yeah,
their website as well will have lots of podcasts and information regarding the unsung and sung heroes of the revolutionary period and the last 250 years.
You're working hard raising Stephen Moylan's name here in Ireland, but is he commemorated in Washington or elsewhere in the US, or is that part of the aim of next year?
Well, that's all part of the aim. He's buried in Philadelphia The Friendly Brothers, or the Friendly Sons and Daughters of St. Patrick, they recognise him as one of their key founders. So he's recognised with them all the time. He's huge involvement in Philadelphia. And I suppose the main thing was how we over here didn't really know about him.
Mm-hmm.
And as a historian who's written on Cork history, on many a time I've mentioned loads of people, have you heard of Stephen Moylan? And the answer was no, which was quite unusual.
Yeah, obviously in America they wouldn't know. This is where the term is first recorded in history. So they're going to find out next year, says you.
They will. They'll find out, you know, and I suppose it's the first written word in a letter, and it predates, you know, that an Irishman was talking about the United States of America before the Declaration of Independence, and the fact that he was instrumental right throughout the campaign as aide-de-camp to George Washington, which is another phenomenal, I suppose, role that he held.
Incredible. Even though he was educated in France as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, so at the time, his parents sent him and his siblings to be educated in France, I think, by the Jesuits, largely because that would have been the era of the penal laws.
Yeah.
So as a prominent merchant Catholic family, it was something that was common at the time. If
no
you could educate your children or send them to a Catholic school, they were sent abroad. So from that point of view, that's where they, I suppose, got their education. And I think, I'm not 100% sure on this, but as far as I know from some of the research I've dug into on him recently, he was involved in the French brigades as well.
Really?
So he'd have got largely, I suppose, innings in his military career over in France as well.
Yeah. Would he have seen action as a soldier in America?
Oh, I would think so. Yes. Mm. No, as I said to your research, I'm not 100% up to speed with his military career, because it's literally a huge volume of work that I'm digging into at the moment with them. But I would imagine he did see action on Philadelphia's fields, I suppose, really is the easiest way to say it. He was a quartermaster. He had his own dragoons. He also had two other brothers and a half brother, I think, that went to America as well. And they themselves had their own contribution to the military and to life, and they were involved in insurance and shipping, and I think his brother John may have been involved in the army, who was in charge of uniforms and clothes at the time. So there's a huge Moylan family that have contributed hugely in general to the United States of America in more ways than one.
And of course, not only did he name the country, he was also part of the Friendly Brothers of St. Patrick, as you mentioned at the start, but they organised the St. Patrick's Day parades that still exist all these 250 years later.
I suppose there's a few issues from about the early 1770s or the 1760s as to which place was it, Florida, Philadelphia, was it New York, had the first Patrick's Day parade. But the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick have been hugely instrumental over the years. And Stephen Moylan did help found that and was its first president. And they have a huge impact in the New York Patrick's Day parade to this day and the parades in Philadelphia. So they've really been continuing the work of Stephen Moylan, who was their founder. So he's a hugely significant character in history on a number of levels.
Brilliant. Michelle O'Mahony, thanks so much for bringing the story to us. We'll no longer call it Irish America. We'll call it Cork America from now on. Will that finally make you happy?
Thank you, Oliver.
Thanks a million, Slán.
Cheers.
That's Slán Michelle O'Mahony. And what is that website again? The Irish America 250. I have it here. It's irishamerica250.org, basically. We'll take some music. I think since we're talking about the strong work that women are doing, is a nice wintry song from herself with the lovely high pitches.